Quiet Essex village with a turbulent past. Steeple Bumpstead is a tranquil village on the Essex-Suffolk border, with a long history of people defying the teachings and rules of the Catholic Church. The village nestles close to Haverhill and had a small population of around 1,600 people at the 2011 census. A quiet and secluded area, it houses a village hall, pub, bed and breakfast, petrol station and village green. But despite the size, it is a place which houses much history, and not all of it pretty. In the 16th century, the village was strong with nonconformist religious beliefs, and openly would defy the teachings and rules of the Catholic Church, which still exist to a certain degree to this day. There was one particular event in this century that marked a dark, bloody period for the village. John Thibault and eight other village residents were seized and taken before the Bishop of London and charged with meeting together in the Old Bower Hall in the village to pray and read a copy of the New Testament. The nonconformists in the village were encouraged by the powerful Bendish family that lived at Bower Hall at the time. Despite this, even their influence could not save Thibault. He was burned at the stake in the parish for his views. Along the Blois Road, leading from Bumpstead to Birdbrook, is a field that has been called the Bloody Pipal. This is where Thibault is believed to have been martyred. Several centuries later, Bower Hall was finally demolished in 1926 after falling into disrepair and the materials sold off. The Great Staircase found its way to America. In more recent history, Steeple Bumpstead houses a tribute to a nurse who proved to be a hero in the First World War. Edith Cavell died in Brussels on October 12, 1915, shot by a German firing squad for helping Allied soldiers to escape. Previously, in 1886, Edith was appointed governess to the four children of the Reverend Charles Powell, vicar of Steeple Bumpstead. The former vicarage, now a private home, has a stone plaque that commemorates her stay. There is also a plaque to her in the 11th century village church, and there is a road named after her in the village.